Blog Talk Radio.
The Addict.
Yo, these cats, the Addict, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight, real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premier podcast, The Addict. Co-producer, oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger,
he real tight with God.
Baby girl,
oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro,
he funny.
Nurse Carmen,
she be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy,
got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Good evening.
Hello.
It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hold on. Let me start that over again. And 1, 2, 3. Hey, good evening. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the premier podcast, The Addict. Again, Wednesday nights, Patterson-based individuals. I'm sorry, New Jersey-based individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, New Jersey-based individuals, we get together and try to give you a real different look at things you look at every day. Tonight, again, we had another show set for you, but I feel it's very important that we go right to somebody's got a lot of background noise there. That we go right to our topic tonight, and I'm going to start off by saying, Mueller said, what? I'm going to get my one or two blows in, and then I'm going to turn it over to the cast. Now, first of all, I don't have a whole lot of love for that shit Mueller doing right now, because here's my thing. You could have spelt that shit out. You didn't have to do it, but you could have spelt it out and took any ambiguity out of that situation. But I think that when he decided to write, and again, I know the man's got command of the English language as far as writing skills go. So when you left it open like that, you created or you helped create what I see as a process that's never going to take place when you talk about doing something to our president. Now, what he did do, now again, he don't totally get the finger wagged at him, but what he did do was he let it be known that he thinks there's some shenanigans going on. So, with me leading with that, tell me what you think about the testimony of Bob Mueller today.
No.
I'm sorry.
My father's on too.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm glad to have you here. I'm getting a lot of background wind noise. If somebody could kind of check that. Okay. But tell me what you think about the testimony from Bob Mueller today.
I think it was on point to what we know. I don't think he told us anything we didn't know, which is far more, I want to know what we don't know. The hell with what we know. What we know is not impeachable. It's what we don't know that's impeachable. And I was against impeaching because I was afraid of Pence, the vice president. But now I don't give a doggone about Pence. I want this man out. He's a threat to democracy.
Well, see, now let me say this. No, he's definitely the popular opinion seems to be that he's definitely not fit to be president. And Mueller did kind of allude to that a little bit. But my thing is this. Mueller is one of them old guard type individuals. And for whatever it's worth, he appears to believe in the principle that you can't attack a president. I mean, for lack of a better word. But he could have spelled it out a little more to Congress to help them along a little better than what he did. Now, don't get me wrong. Barr just bastardized what Mueller originally wrote. But it was some shit that they asked him today. I mean, just based on what I've seen today, somebody should be knocking at Trump's door and tell him, as soon as you're not the president, we'd like to talk to you. As soon as you're not the president, what's this? Say like the Monopoly Board. Do not pass go. Go straight to the courthouse and let's have a conversation. We're talking about, and again, I'm just repeating what we heard on TV today, all kind of involvement with Russia. Now again, if you're just a businessman, that's an excellent business deal. But when you're the president of the United States dealing with foreign countries like that, then again, I like how they drew out the tenets of treason. You can, or blackmail. You can get caught up in some shit that unbeknownst to you before it's, you know, you don't realize it before it's too late. And when you're dealing with these foreign major dollars, when they do you a favor, you owe them. And you're going to pay them one way or another. Would you agree with that?
I understand that. But
is my cast on tonight? Did nobody hear me?
Where's everybody?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here, my brother.
We was trying to let your brother get his opinion out first, so that then we can move on with it, because he. What he's saying regarding Trump, I agree with him 100%. But what we see, because what we got is one team trying to play the game fair, and the other team ain't playing fair. Because the other team ain't playing fair, the game ain't going right. Mueller, could he have said or done more? He could have. But once again, what he's trying to say is, I'm just one man. Don't you guys make me do your job, per se. I did my job according to the rules and regulations, and this is the furthest I can go. I don't know how much more plainer I can make this for you. And because we don't have equal participation from both parties, it seems as if we're just going in circles and nothing's getting done. And technically, that's what's happening, because he is totally off the rail.
They're afraid of him. He's got what, maybe 42-43% of this country in his back pocket, and those SOBs are afraid of him. They want to be reelected. They don't give a damn about whether he deals with the Russians or not. They want to be reelected. And that's how they play the game. We all know that.
See, and I like the part of the not the part, but how they led Mueller to explain a little deeper. So again, I think Mueller could have did a whole lot more than what he did, but I ain't anti Mueller. But I like how they had him break. I like how they had him break down that a president should be held. His standards should be above everyone else's. And sometimes the act of a president doesn't have to be criminal in order for it to be looked at as treason or a reason to maybe start impeachment. But
true,
see, Mueller telling them you can't touch him until he get out of office.
Is, they could, well, him could say it, not say purpose. Because the only way this crap is going is if the so-called hearings, impeachment hearings. That's the only way it's going to get out. Because that man in 1600 Pennsylvania ain't going to say a damn thing. And he knows he's in trouble.
The man in 1600 isn't going to say anything.
Smoke and mirrors is going on.
Yeah, but you can't. What Nancy is trying to get everybody to understand is it's a little bit too late in the game. If we really feel that strongly about them, then we've got to get out there and vote and get them out, because if you look at the way things are going right now, they don't have much time, because they're getting ready to go on. They go on more breaks than kids in school, so they're getting ready to go on their summer break next week. They're going on their summer break for 2 to 3 weeks. They come back,
right.
Everybody's in campaign mode. So what Nancy is saying is, I'm going to continue to get evidence.
In the next 10 days anyway.
She wants to keep getting evidence, because right now there are, as you said, the 42% does not believe he did anything. So she's saying, the best I can do is try to get the evidence out where we can change that 42% to maybe 35%. That's
the
all
Democrats
I can do, because I can't get them out.
No, the Democrats are showing just how weak they really are. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry. There ought to be, again, when I say weak, I mean with respect to media campaign and letting people be more aware of this. And first of all, not more aware, but the Democrats should have already started impeachment process. Again, let me tell you something. Everybody seems to think it's too late. But let me have you ponder this. If you start impeachment process now, maybe if he is elected, maybe you get him the first term of his next election. I'm just saying, won't it carry over? So it's not too late.
But what if we go to impeach him now, and by the time it's time for election, we at the same point we are now, then that makes him look like a hero, that the Democrats ain't got nothing to do but come after him.
No,
and after 4 years, they haven't been able to do anything.
I would roll the dice on that. I would roll the dice on that, because
you're no further than where you are right now anyway. So what's the difference? But to do nothing.
Thank you.
But to do absolutely nothing is just as worse as to try to say just wait until election and see what happens, because that's not even a guarantee.
Right, that's not a
it's
guarantee.
It's really not.
Correct.
Because they were all
to me they sat back
and they waited on Mueller to think that this report was going to be so damaging. And then what happened? It wasn't. They left it up to Barr. They left it up to Mueller, and Mueller then put it in Barr's hands, and that was a mess. Okay? Then they waited to try – one moment. Then they waited to say, okay, we're going to let Mueller speak. Now we waited and we let Mueller speak, and then that didn't go quite as expected. So to me, it's like everything that they're trying to do – okay, or trying to do right, that is, it's not working. But the Constitution is what they have to stand on. That is what they were elected to do. Do what you were elected to do. And the Constitution says you must impeach. That's the bottom line. It's not about politics. It's about doing what you were elected to do. And the Constitution says you must impeach him. That's really the bottom line.
I'm all for that. We do have to understand, right? We do have to understand what you're saying, baby sis, is 100% correct. But we're looking at it from what we see, and we've got to understand that somewhere along the line, because they've been doing it for the last 3 years, there is an argument to it. And because there is an argument to it, it's not 100% guaranteed. So because it's not 100% guaranteed.
But nothing is. It's not even 100% guaranteed that he won't get reelected again.
It's a double-edged sword.
I mean, that's not even a guarantee.
No, it's not a double-edged sword. It's a simple fact of again, and let's just talk right or wrong. If you're the president, you're dealing with foreign nations. You lied about it, you got to be held accountable. It ain't about nothing
exactly.
else. And again, if they don't attempt to make him accountable, again, that's a show of real weakness on their part.
We're not going to do anything. We're just going to wait, and we're just going to wait and just try to vote and try to vote him out. We're not going to try to bring him up on any of those charges. That's
not
insane to me.
That's
have
not
you
right.
Seen some of the shit? Have you seen some of the shit he said on TV in front of the camera? Has anybody held him accountable for that?
I just think everybody's worried about not being able to get reelected if they try to impeach him. I think this is more of a political thing than what they need to be doing.
It's
do
a,
what you were
it's
elected
a double-edged
to
sword.
Do.
Yeah, it's a double-edged
okay,
sword.
Well, here's the point I'm trying to get across as well. It's not a double-edged sword. As I said, the game is not being played correctly. If they went to impeach him tomorrow, what they would have to do is call witnesses. They can't get no witnesses. They don't. They got the game rigged, so they can't even get witnesses. So what is impeachment going to do?
Well, here's the situation. From my understanding, that the House had the authority that if anybody didn't come in, they could have jailed them, put them in jail. They didn't even. To me, they didn't even assert the power that they had. They could have did a lot more pushback than what they were doing. For these people that were being called in to testify and they were just ignoring it and just refusing to do it, they could have done a little bit more pushback than what they were doing. And they could have asserted a little bit more of their power than what they did. So to me, they gave the Republicans or some of these people like that Hope chick. And what's the other guy, McGann, and all these other people that were told that they had to come in for these subpoenas, and they just said, I'm not doing it. They could have done a little bit more and exerted a little bit more of their power than what they did.
The Democratic Party is showing that
they're
weak.
They could have put them in jail for not coming in, and they didn't do it.
They've got a court, I think, in the next couple of days that determines – whether they get, because they appealed it, they got a court date, and now they, when they go to court, if the judge says they got to go, then all of those options and stuff that we talked about, then they will apply them. But they're trying
but
to follow.
But from my understanding,
the
they could have had them locked up for because when you don't obey a subpoena that comes from Congress, you can be jailed for that.
Simple
and plain.
I'm simply saying,
that's serious business. When you ignore a subpoena from Congress, that's serious business.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
That's serious.
The president can impose executive privilege to impose a lock draw, if you will, on anything that's spoken between his advisors and him.
Some of these people are no longer even employees of the White House. They're not even employees of the White House anymore. He has no jurisdiction over them.
But they're scared. They're scared.
What?
I said, look.
So when
I've
they were trying to come in, they should have came
not
in.
I'm messing with him.
Period.
But my thing is this. Let me say this for a second.
Of course, everybody gets hushed up. Everybody gets hushed up. President of the United States, whether you like him or not, is not the issue. The issue is procedure. Forget who the hell is in the White House. You cannot destroy procedure because you pissed off and one dude. There goes your democracy. You got to play by the doggone rules. I don't care how mad you get.
What I'm saying
throw the
is,
rules out,
if,
throw the rules out, then forget about the game.
But it was the rules have already been thrown out. But what I'm simply saying is, if anybody in the office of the president is having foreign business deals again, especially not with a friendly nation that we consider friendly for whatever reason, however they determine who's friendly or not, and you don't disclose that, you hide that fact, I'm just saying you got to be held accountable. And my thing is this, if you bring charges against him based on, we all know he did that, if you bring those charges and you're not successful, then you know what? You still did the right thing. That's all I'm saying. I don't care if he's got it rigged so that even charges against him get slammed or get washed away, then you know what? You still got a moral obligation to bring those charges if they are warranted. And based on just what we heard today, yes, they're warranted.
That is, That assumes there's morality in politics. And there is no morality in politics.
Well, again, we have to start from some basis. We got to start from some basis.
They got him. They got him clearly on obstruction when he was on Air Force One, and he helped them come up with some phony excuse as to why Donald Jr., the son, was meeting with some Russians. He helped them come up with some false, some phony reason as to why he was meeting with them. So they got him with hands down as to obstruction.
But
clearly
watch this,
they got him on obstruction.
Instead of being mad at Donald Trump, shouldn't you be mad at the Republicans?
No, I'm mad at the Democratic process because, again, because that's the opposite of the party I support. I'm just mad at them because they are aware of some improprieties, for lack of any other word. Some improprieties took place, and they're not doing due diligence with coming to address it. That's what I'm upset at. Again, as far as Donald Trump goes, anybody will do what they're allowed to do. Now, some people have a limit or moral compass and won't go so far. But listen, if it is my intent to mass riches, and I can do that from the Oval Office, and nobody seems to be able to interfere or stop me, then I'm going to do that. And if they had stopped him early in his campaign, he wouldn't be off the hook like he is right now.
That's what he did. He pushed the envelope. He crossed
that
line.
Well, they're
not
going to stop him because they're all getting rich off of everything that he's doing. So they're not going to stop him.
He pushed, but they didn't push back, and he kept pushing. And now it's too late. He's just pushing, and they're too scared to push back.
Because there is a group of people among us in this country who would have elected. He said it himself. He could shoot somebody in Times Square, and he'd still get elected. And he did. There are people in this country, like I said, we're about 40 to 43%, who are situated in the right areas in this country to get him again. The only thing that can happen is people got to get out in the numbers that we voted when Obama was running.
Well, let me say this to you.
That's not even going to matter. If it's rigged, if Russia or anybody has their hand in this election, will that even matter?
That's a cop-out.
But let me say this, though. If people do get out and vote like they are supposed to vote, I mean, again, when I say supposed to vote, if you have the right to vote, you should exercise that right. And if people get out and vote, I believe that the Electoral College, again, unless it's just predetermined that we're going to have 8 years of Donald Trump, I don't think that they'll make that same mistake again. I don't. And that was a mistake. And I'm sure they regret that mistake. I'm sure a lot of people made money. But if we get out and vote, we can take care of this situation ourselves. But, hey, Sister Tippy, tell me what your thoughts are. What's your thoughts on this, Tippy? I haven't heard from you tonight.
We need to defer at this time.
Okay. All right, good deal. Hey, but you know what, though? One thing I will say, when 45 made his mind up that he was just running for the White House, he threw all laws, regulations out the window. It was so funny to hear that when now, again, the apple don't fall far from the tree when you're in the Trump mansion. When his son heard that foreign folks had news on Hillary's emails, not for one second anything other than, great, let's meet. So they was willing to go to whatever it took to make sure he got that presidency. Now, he did some illegal things, but Democrats, you should be campaigning just as hard, minus all that nonsense that he brought to the game. Nobody disagrees with that. That's good.
I just want to say that everything you guys are saying, and we keep missing the point. We know it's a cop out. We know it's BS. But there are rules, and some people try to follow the rules. Now, just because we got this guy in there who follows no rules, it's hard for those people that have been following the rules to just break them.
And that's what I say about Mueller.
Two wrongs don't make a right. You understand? So he gets
you're right.
So we're hoping that our system was founded on a strong enough setting that we can override this, because we've never anticipated anything like this before. So we're hoping, and this is what they're doing. They got different court cases and everything, where eventually those same people that baby sis was talking about need to go to jail, it's going to come a point in time where they're going to go to jail. But we want to do it the right way so that we can get the country back on its right footing.
Well,
and
I don't
what
watch
we, and what it is.
I don't say nobody should go to jail. I should just say they should be out of a position that they make decisions that affect the country. I say, like my man said, I ain't wishing that jail on nobody.
You need to go to jail for that.
And can I just say, in regards to what I was referring to with voting, I just mean as far as with all this gerrymandering and this voter tampering that they've been doing, if they don't straighten that stuff out, that will have an effect. Not that anybody should not get out and vote. I would never tell anybody not to get out and vote, because, yes, you definitely need to get out and vote and do it in the record numbers that was done when we voted for Obama. Absolutely. Do it without a doubt. But I'm saying if it's not addressed in regards to whatever it was that the Russians did to tamper with the election and whatever they've been doing with this gerrymandering and this, you know, messing around with the voter, tampering with the voters down in Florida and all that other stuff that they were doing to stop people from voting. That stuff has to be addressed, because if it doesn't, then, yes, it will come back up again.
You know what?
I don't think they've done anything to really address any of those issues.
Let me say this to you.
It's going to be an issue again.
When they talked about voter tampering, a lot of that, most of that was through commercials and through Facebook. But let me tell you something, okay? If I am a
suppressing votes too.
I don't think that they're going to be able to swing my vote. I'm going to vote for who I'm going to vote for based on as I follow them. Now, again, I fully understand not having a perfectly clean pass, that what you did yesterday don't always determine what you're going to do tomorrow. Now, again, if you just did it, if you're 40 and you did it at 30, then, yeah, that's kind of you. But if you're talking about leadership for today, I don't think that foreign campaigns ads are going to sway my vote, because, again, they didn't make me look at Hillary any differently. So when we understand and get involved in our own politics, then we'll understand what's going on, and we'll also understand that nobody's hands are squeaky clean. I think Obama was probably the closest you're ever going to come to that. Nobody's hands are squeaky clean. So you got to understand that there's some shit that people did that you got to look at and understand why they did it. And that should not derail them, again, from being my candidate, if it is my candidate. So I was just simply saying that all these foreign ads and playing with Facebook and the TV commercials, that didn't sway me from voting Democrat. That's all I'm saying.
That's you, though, but you got a lot of people out there that fell for that shit.
Yep. Well,
and
you know what?
That,
we have
the,
to be
the way
smarter.
The way that they were suppressing votes. I'm talking about
that
the way
they
were just suppressing the votes, period.
That, too. It was the perfect storm.
It was more
of
that than anything.
We can change that. Again, it's not easy, because we became relaxed after Obama and allowed the president to be the president. So if we become diligent in our politics and again, we make the best choice, because let me tell you something. If the people who support Trump, you know, they're coming out in numbers. Now, if you want to stay home and allow this to happen, then don't complain. Hey, listen, this is co-producer with the podcast, The Attic, aired on Blog Talk Radio. I do thank you for joining the podcast tonight. We stayed on Mueller most of the evening, and we didn't get into some of the other topics that we wanted to. But I think that's important. So I ask that you follow along, and then you arrive at your decision and then support your decision. Hey, good night, Cass.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
I'd just like to know who on the phone would they head out.